嗨，大家好，我是 Jenny。 今天开言英语的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你呢，是我们新年休整完毕以后的第一期节目。
Hey guys, Happy New Year, this is Adam.
Happy 2020.
Oh, so clear this year.
对于西方人来说呢，这是新的一个开始，但我觉得对我们中国人来说， The New Year doesn't start until it's the Chinese New Year.
That's right, still got another month here.
对啊，然后这个年关将至，我们就要约人，各种各样的约。那今天就要告诉你，在英文里面约人约起来要怎么说。
Okay, so we got lots of stuff to talk about today. Where should we begin?
其实今天这个约啊，英文可以用一个关键词来表达。
Meet up.
Meet up 是 M-E-E-T 那个 meet， 后面加 up 这个介词。
That's right, but we pronounce it as meet up.
就连读 T 和 U.
Meet up.
而且当它作为一个名词使用的时候呢，你可以说一个 meet up, a meet up.
That's right.
就是一个单词。
That's right. I am going to a meet up.
要约一下一个聚会。Speaking of meet ups, 我们开言英语这个周末1月11号在上海有一个年度 our annual meet up.
Oh yeah, this is going to be a lot of fun.
对，我非常期待，因为我已经很久没有回上海了。
Same.
这一次借工作便利可以回上海看我爸妈，我太开心了。谢谢同事们。And also all of us, 我们所有的主播都会去。So we really look forward to seeing you at our Shanghai user meetup. 细节呢都在我们的微信公众号里。好，那还是回到 meetup 这个词啊。一个 meetup,Adam, 除了我们这种用户见面会，它还能形容什么样的活动呢？
Oh, it's all kinds these days. There is a website called meetup.com. Some of you guys might be familiar with it. And it is, of course, an app as well. So if you go to almost any big city in the world, they will have a large meetup community.
就 community 社区就有一群人、是吧？对，我觉得一个 meetup 通常就是 it's organized around some common, 就大家有一些 something in common, 共同的东西。
Right, so a common interest, a common activity. We do a meetup here. Well, it's not a meetup, but it's advertised on this site, meetup, that's just singing.So people just come to sing. Or there are lots of meetups where people come to speak.German or...
对 language exchange、也是 meetup 很 popular 的，或者什么 cooking、or exercising、Usually you have something in common, 而且呢一个 meetup 通常是比较 social 然后比较 fun 的。
Right, exactly. It's something that you, well, first you find、and then you join.
先可以找一个 meetup, 对不对、然后 join 就参加。
Right. And of course, before you can find it and before...You can join it, someone else has to organize it.
或者 you can organize it.
Yeah, you actually, that's not a terrible idea.
对，就是组织一个这样的聚会啊， a meetup. 但是中文比如我说聚会，我可以和朋友一起聚会，比如我很好的朋友，我们常常聚。但英语的 meetup, do you use it...因为我刚刚听到的是大家有一个 common interest hobby, 好像不是朋友那种。
Yeah, so here's where it gets a little bit complicated, or it could get complicated.、We do not use meetup as a noun when we're talking about our friends.
如果和朋友出去见面，就大家很熟的这种，就不是一个 meetup.
Well, so here we go. It is not a meetup.、Well said. But we can still say meetup as a verb.
With friends,
or really with anybody. I can't wait to go to that place and meet up with those people.
好，那我们现在就来看看 meet up 作为动词的用法吧。作为动词，我觉得它就更加是中文那个约起来，大家约的概念。如果约起来，你就可以说
Let's meet up.
对 ，you know we should meet up.
Right. It's funny because when I hear let's meet up, that actually sounds like you know let's meet up around 7 or let's meet up after work, whereas we should meet up probably means you're not going to meet up. Oh, we should meet up sometime. That'd be a lot of fun.
就是客套话对吧、Let's meet up 就是行动力比较强，就是真的很想见面、
right.
很想约。好，那刚刚说跟朋友约啊，所以你可以说to meet up with friends 嘛。
Yes, so it is very important that we add with here. So you want to meet up with somebody.
比如 I'm going to meet up with some friends this weekend.
Right, or after the weekend, if it's on Monday, when somebody asks you how your weekend was, you can say, oh, I met up with some friends over the weekend.
那这个 meet up 和 meet作为动词有什么区别呢
Well, meet is the first time. You know, hello, my name is, oh.
就是那种 nice to meet you, 只能用一次对不对
Right. But the problem is a lot of people, they know this phrase, nice to meet you, but then the second time they meet, or they, I should say, the second time they see each other, then people will always say, nice to meet you. Problem is, you already met them. You need to say nice to see you.
所以我觉得 nice to meet you 这个短语其实挺没用的，因为你跟同样人只能用一次。
Right.
所以也不能说它没用啊，就是大家一定要注意，只是初次见面的人。
Yes.
那我跟他如果第二次见面，我可以说 Hey, nice to meet you again 吗？
Okay, so that is a different story altogether. You can say again in there, especially if that first time was very, very, very quick.I don't remember, you know, sorry, you're Penny?
No, Penny? I'm Jenny.
Oh, Jenny, I'm sorry. I'm Adam. Nice to meet you again. I'm sorry.
然后第三次还是忘了。
So, your name is Jeremy?
那后面几次可以说, oh, nice to meet you again.
I think, at one point, you're going to want to change. Just, hey, nice seeing you. Great to see you.
对,我觉得最好的改变的方式就是把 meet 换成 see.Nice to see you, or good to see you.
Right.
但是我还是想问问 meet 和 meet up 的区别啊、mm-hmm. 因为有的时候我们不是也可以说 Oh, you know, what did you do this weekend? I met some friends over the weekend.
Yes, you can say that. I think one of the reasons why we say I met up with friends is just because when you say I met someone, it's not clear what you mean. Did you meet them for the first time? Or did you meet them, you know, are they old friends that you are just seeing again?
Got you. 所以后面加了一个 meet up with some. 就是大家认识的然后我们出去聚了对不对
Right. Now, just to be clear, you can also use I met up with for anyone. It doesn't have to be friends. It doesn't have to be, you know, someone that's very, very close to you. I could meet some stranger.Some really weird guy for the first time. Like, oh yeah, I met up with this really intense guy. He just kept talking about weird things.
那如果和同事或者老板呢?
I met up with some coworkers. That's fine. So this gives me the impression that you are already doing something. And then maybe these guys are having dinner.
对，因为我觉得 meet up with someone 也是比较 casual 的。
It's very casual.
就是 social.、Mm-hmm. 你们可能是 coworkers, 但是你们出去吃饭、唱 K 什么的。
Right. Or maybe they went to dinner and then you joined them after
对对对
for the singing. So I met up with some friends to sing some karaoke. As for the boss, I mean, sure, you can meet up with anybody, like I say,But I'm not sure you're going to be in many situations where you'd say, oh, I met up with my boss.
除非你 boss 很好请你去吃饭。
Sure. Yeah, they're always out on the town having a good time.
那最后再要问你 meet up with someone. 这个 someone 是一个人或者一群人都可以。
Well, someone is one person, of course, but yeah, you can meet up with a person or a group or a larger group, any person, any amount of people.
Okay.
Or you could, if you're a crazy person, you could meet up with yourself in the mirror.
最后想问你，因为春节快到了嘛，我们很多朋友 they're going home, 要去看家人。那你能不能说 I'm going home to meet up with my family?
That is a really good question. I would say probably not, but if you have some friends back home, so of course, you know, you have to go visit the family, then the next day you have to go visit some other family member, and then the next day other family member. But if after one of those visits, you get a WeChat message from one of your friends, hey, we're going to go to this place. Then you can say, oh, I'm meeting up with my friends after.
对，因为 meet up 这个是比较社交属性的，然后家人嘛， it's different. They're
it's different.
Family.
Yeah, you're visiting.
Right?
You're visiting your family and then meeting up with your friends.
好，那今天我们分享了一个英语里非常简单但是很实用的小短语 meet up。最后呢，也希望如果在上海的朋友，还有其实我们最近的几次像北京的 meet up， 广州的 meet up， 很感动的是有好多朋友从外地来看我们。
True.
Yeah, we are so touched. We're so moved. 都希望大家可以 come to our Shanghai meet up。但如果没有机会来的朋友也没有关系 ，because we will be streaming it。大家可以在抖音上面看直播，详情可以到我们的微信公众号去搜索。Okay, guys, thank you for listening. We'll see you next time.
All right, bye, guys. May all of your meetups be wonderful.